All right, welcome everybody. This is the 330 Sports Show with Justin Coffin. I am not Justin Coffin, but I am hosting Justin's show today because we can. I want to pitch something to you. Okay, you've been doing this show for a little while, right? So we assume that everybody's been along the ride with us, but there's some people who weren't there on episode one,
right?
And they don't know Justin, right? So we're going to take some time,
okay?
And we're going to get to know where this came from and where you came from and what you're all about, and we're going to like deep dive. And I'm going to be your host here,
okay?
And your therapist, and you can unload
I need
on
one
me
of those.
And unload on me and let me, you know, share with us.
Okay.
So first off, how did the idea for the 330 Sports Show come to fruition?
Okay. Well, I think through, you know, my sports background, you know, playing sports, you know, from a little kid all the way up through high school. Played basketball, baseball, football. You know, I really wasn't great at anything. I was kind of good in a way at a lot of sports, but not great. But I've always had that love for sports, you know, whether it was watching it on TV or, you know, just playing outside with my friends, stuff like that. And then, you know, you get the world of social media and you start gathering information and you learn all this other stuff. And I'm really like kind of like a history nerd. I like the history of stuff. I like the little like minutiae, you know, things that you don't normally think about when you watch sports. So whether it's analytics or whether it's just little trivia or, you know, whatever it might be about sports. So, you know, getting into teaching in, oh man, I got to do the reverse math here. 2007, I think I got my first job in Boardman and, you know, taught for 13 years, coached for 12 years. And then once COVID hit, didn't have that sports outlet anymore. I resigned my position from teaching and coaching. And here I am now. This is my sports outlet. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, I stress myself out a little bit, like preparing. I always did that before with coaching and stuff too, because you want to be prepared for everything, but sometimes you know, there's stuff that you just don't know what the heck is going to happen or what another team is going to throw at you or whatever. With this show, I feel like I can be prepared and be ready to go. But I try to do my best with that, but, yeah, what did we start? August 20th, 2020. So we're coming up on 2 years.
Heck yeah.
So probably close to 200 shows, I think. So.
All right. For those of you just joining us, we are getting to know Justin here on the show. But I want to let you know that this segment is sponsored by Irish Bob's. So we are a promotional show. All of our shows are being promoted for people who are spend their dollars. So make sure that you support all of those who put up the cash to make sure that these programs go off. And so that is Irish Bob's sponsored this segment here with Getting to Know You.
Irish Bob's, by the way, first bar in Youngstown I ever sang karaoke at.
Really?
Yeah. Not the first place I ever sang karaoke, but Lexington, Kentucky. I think I was 19 or 20. I sang Pour Some Sugar on Me. And then at Irish Bob's, you know, the I think I was 21 and, you know, it was Irish Bob's was just a cool spot. I think Mondays they had like dollar beer nights. I'm sure with inflation, that's probably up to like $3 or $4 now.
Right.
But I can't even remember. I think I sang the Humpty Dance or something like that. Some random song there. So there's my little Irish Bob's
connection.
All right,
so bring us into when Justin was young. Where did you grow up? What schools did you go to?
Yeah.
Tell me about family life.
Yeah, so actually I was born here in Youngstown, but you know, with I don't exactly know all the details, but did I move to Texas, Waco, Texas, as like a 2-3 year old kid, lived there for a couple years, then ended up moving back here to Youngstown. Went to West Boulevard in Boardman, went to Center Middle School, and then Boardman High School, graduated in 2000 from Boardman. I actually started here at YSU. I don't think my mom was quite ready for me to head out to away. She was like a single mom raising me and my sister, and my sister, who everybody loves my sister. If you know my sister, Shelly Marlowe, she's out in public, and you know, I feel like she knows everyone in every town, but you know, she was 5 years younger than me. So me going away at 19, when she was 14, my mom was like, can you stay one more year and kind of help out? So I ended up transferring to Ohio State.
The,
by the way, newly trademarked, yeah. The Ohio State University, which, you know, proudly wearing today. My first year there was actually Jim Tressel's second year there, but the first year they won the national title in 2002, graduated in 05. I did the 5-year college program. You know, did my
achievers,
I started like substitute teaching and, you know, ended up getting my foot in the door at Boardman and moved back up here in 07. And here I am.
So when you and your sister go out, is it annoying with how many people she has to stop and talk to as she goes?
Well, if we go out, usually it's like, you know, her and her husband or me and my wife, or, you know, it's like usually in groups. So it's not like individual, but, she's just one of those people where a lot of people are like, you know, everybody. I'm like, I don't know a drop in the bucket compared to Shelly. So, but, you know, I think through teaching and through coaching, you have relationships and you meet a bunch of different people. And through this, I've met so many great people. Yeah. This is so awesome. You know, just interviewing people and talking to people that maybe I normally wouldn't. So that's been fantastic.
Have you created any miniature versions of yourself?
I'm not sure what you mean
kids,
by that.
Kids.
I
guess I could say kids. I was like, that one is fun.
I was like, what, a little bobblehead? Or I didn't know where you were going with that. That was definitely a curveball. Sorry. I do have a 3-year-old. She was born in 2019. So luckily before the pandemic. Okay. But she is pretty awesome. She's, you know, just started. She'll be going to preschool, and you know, she's grown up fast and she's an awesome kid. And most people say it's funny because a lot of people say she looks a lot like me. But it's funny. I anytime she's acting out or not, you know, she's a great kid. It's like the 90-10. She's great 90% of the time. And the 10%, you know, she's a typical 3-year-old. And when she's not doing that, everyone's always like, she reminds me of you. Meaning
yes,
me.
Right.
So I'm like, thanks for that. Is that a compliment or what? So yeah, but she's great. Her name's Landry. Fantastic kid. And
now, are you
gonna
change her name now that Landry's not on the team anymore?
No, that actually had nothing to do with her name. It was just a nice coincidence. It was weird. I like people always ask, how'd you come up with that name? So what we did, we kind of had like Jana, my wife, wrote down, I think, 8 or 10 names, and I wrote down 8 or 10 names, and we looked at the list, and it was the only name on both lists.
Oh, no
so,
kidding.
Yeah, that's how we came up with that.
That's
so kind of unique. Yeah, it was cool.
So sports as a kid, did you play any?
Yeah, I played, you know, I would say I was probably best at baseball. I think
first base. You played first base.
I did play first
yes!
base. I
Nailed
did play
it.
First
you got
base.
That first
I was
big physique, you know.
I was definitely a first baseman. I pitched a lot. I was not a great like through Little League. I was a good hitter, you know, like up through like 12 years old. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, I felt like all the kids kind of like I was a skinny rail of a kid. So I just like was never a great hitter, but a great pitcher. And I can loosely throw around the word great. I had some really good performances playing baseball as a kid. I always found my way going towards basketball, though. I always just loved the sport. I love the X's and O's of basketball. Played a little bit. Again, not very good, but, you know, I was like a tough hustle player. I was not like, you know, going to be the leading scorer or rebounder or assist guy, but I would be like a defensive player and, you know, be a good teammate and stuff like that. And then football. I actually only played 1 year of high school football. My freshman year, broke my leg and tore cartilage in my knee, and that was that.
What
and
position did you play?
I played wide receiver, okay. But when I actually broke my leg in a practice, the bone I broke is actually the femur bone, but it was like the bottom of the femur that connects to like the patella. And I'm giving away all my HIPAA, you know, rights here, but you know, and that was just kind of like the end for me. Like, football is a sport I probably love to watch the most, but didn't enjoy playing as much. So, and again, that could have been just being a tall, lanky, skinny kid. I gravitated more towards baseball and basketball. So
now your understanding of almost to the level of the statistics and what a coach would know about the strategy of playing, mm-hmm. Did that come to you easy, or did you get it from coaching? Where did that...
With like statistics and
stuff,
like
you said, watch a game and you kind of know, like I watch the game just to see what's on the field. Like, mm-hmm. You know what they're trying to do, and you know, you're not just a novice.
I try to analyze what they're doing. Like, sometimes I just want to sit and enjoy a game, you know, and it, depending on a lot of times when it's like my specific team I'm rooting for. And I think most people that watch this show know I'm a Browns, you know, Browns, Cavs, Indians/Guardians and Ohio State fan. So when I'm watching them, I'm maybe a little bit more critical and analyze the game a little bit more. But when I'm watching most games, I'm generally just a casual fan. And, you know, sometimes I'll be like, why did they, you know, not bunt the runner over? Or why didn't they foul up three with 4 seconds to go? You know, stuff like that I might look into. But generally, I'm just watching as a fan and enjoying it for the game and just the love of the game, I guess.
All right. Yeah. For those of you just joining us, we are getting to know Justin Coffin here and mentioning all program long our sponsors. So this one is for Kat Miller's reelection campaign. So Kat is supporting the programming over here. So you want to support our Struthers mayor and make sure if you're a voter in the city of Struthers that you vote for Kat Mayor reelection campaign.
Just such a great person, too. She's so cool. Nice.
One of my favorites.
So nice.
So, all right. Getting to know Justin. So, You put this show together. Where did you get the inspiration for the format of how are you going to pull off a show that was not your typical sports show?
Honestly, I had no idea.
You just made it up.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I started. I was just like, our very first show, I'll never forget back. Like, you and I did an unaired pilot episode, and you were just like, let's just try it, see how it goes. And I think with that show, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to come in with a bunch of different topics and we'll see where it goes and how it, you know, all goes from there. And I think the first show we ended up doing live on air, I did it like in a thematic way where it was, I think it was the unwritten rules in sports. And then we just like went off on tangents about that and, you know, had some fun with that. And so what I like to do is generally now, you know, I think it kind of just grows organically. Sometimes I'm like, this show's going to be all about the Browns or all about the Buckeyes or whatever. And it's generally season dependent on when that is. But I like to do so much other stuff. Like, you know, people know me and know sports is one of my biggest passions, but it doesn't, I don't think, define who I am. I love movies. I love traveling. I love music, you know, a bunch of different things. So I don't want to be lumped into only the sports category. But being a sports show, it gives me so many outlets to talk about pop culture with sports, but also like just other fun, random stuff too. So
but my favorite part of watching you go through this process of having a show is when you put you are put in places that are outside of your comfort zone and mm-hmm. watching you respond. You do a fantastic job of playing off that there's no anxiety going around in your head, right?
There's a lot usually. Yeah, there's usually a lot.
Because I aspire to have your organizational set where you have that ability to be prepared for plan mm-hmm. A, B, C, D, E, and maybe F sometimes.
Yeah, right.
But still right. Watching you be able to come in here like today and saying I'm open to anything. Yeah. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. This is honestly, I mean, I love asking questions, but it's rare that I get to answer them myself. So I think this is more fun sometimes for me, you know, and I'm not someone that likes to, you know, like toot my own horn or anything like that. But every now and then it like makes me reflect and realize the person I am. I also have to give a shout out to my former principal, Al Cervello. He is at West Boulevard. Anyone around the Boardman community would know Al. He is such a great leader, such a great boss. And, you know, I think I taught at West Boulevard for 12 years and I had great colleagues. And, you know, like any job, you're going to have those days that are tougher than others, especially when you're teaching elementary kids. But he always put us in positions to succeed. And I think, throughout my college career and into my teaching career, I was always a big planner. And I think that got me to where I am now. So, and my current job and the podcast down here, it's like, I need to be organized, and that's a credit to, you know, my teaching background, but also just growing up and the people that have been around me.
All right, we have Dave Price out there. Hey, what's up, Dave? And then we have Linda. Hello, guys. Good show. So people are interested, if you're interested in knowing more about who is their host here.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hypothetical.
Here. Sure.
So don't get hung up on a couple of the words.
Nope. Just,
all right. So President Ted Cruz decides to to ban sports shows from the interwebs.
Okay.
So now you can't do a sports show. You went through a couple of your other interests. What show would you do if it weren't sports?
Well, first of all, Ted Cruz, isn't he a big First Amendment pusher? So, I mean, come
he
on.
Hates sports. So, he hates it.
All right. So you threw me off. So ask that question again. Ask that question again about Ted Cruz.
Do I skip the Ted Cruz part or do you want it again?
Yeah. President.
President
X.
President X just basically bans the use of sports shows on the interwebs.
Okay.
No sports on the interwebs.
Sure.
You have to now host a show. You want to take all of your fans along into a new topic.
Mm-hmm.
You listed some of your interests.
Mm-hmm.
What interests would you make into your next show?
100%. This is easy. I'd go movies and TV.
Okay.
Movies and TV, just because, again, I'm not sitting in front of the TV for 3-4 hours a day. But I think on a regular basis, I love to go to movies. I actually just started going to them recently after like the long lull from COVID. I'm always into a certain series. So I could talk about any kind of TV show, any kind of series. And, you know, if I knew that was my main topic, I would probably veer off into some other things that I haven't seen yet. So
we share a lot of movie interests, and mm-hmm. we like slapstick. Do you also a comedy
lover? Comedy. I love comedy. I love horror too, and like thrillers and stuff. But comedy, I would probably put comedy number one.
Now, do you think today's movies have lost their like plot twist edge, or do you think there's been some recent ones that have been good as what they used to do with storylines?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, I would say it's hit and miss. Like I think whenever you go into whatever decade, you know, you can go back to the 50s, 60s, there's going to be some clunkers and there's going to be some great ones. I think, you know, it's probably, you could probably say as a whole, they don't make them like they used to, but there's so many good writers. There's so many good directors, and the things they can do behind the scenes and CGI and technology now is so amazing. But the storyline is the end all be all, really, because if you don't have a good story, the movie's going to suffer.
Well, so two movies that we watched recently, we watched Primal Fear and Inception. And those are movies that, you know, don't really.
I have not seen Primal Fear.
They don't give you the end. They mm-hmm. make you earn it as you go through it. And I think, you know, movies are afraid if they don't give you the punchline in the first 20 minutes, you'll move on to another selection.
That's
so it kind of ruins that.
Well, and that goes to like our social media, you know, always, you know, staring at our phones. And I'm guilty of that too. You know, I set limits on my phone to minimize my screen time. But I think we are in a culture of I want it right now, instant gratification. And with movies, you're paying for that delayed
Exactly.
gratification. Give me the suspense. Give me the thrill.
Yeah, when they get to the end, mm-hmm. you're like, ah, oh, you got me. You know, I love mm-hmm. that.
Like a Sixth Sense, you know, that's a movie now. If, you know, you go back and rewatch it, it's not going to have the same vibes as the first time you saw it.
Right.
But that first time you saw it and that plot twist, holy shit, you know, it's
right.
like, wow,
exactly.
that was crazy. So, yeah.
All right. So you've had a lot of different types of guests on your show. So mm-hmm. I don't see a pattern that you follow. So how do you pick them?
Well, you know, like being down here, you're so busy. The studio is so busy. And a lot of people have asked me that question before. How do you get your guests? And I said, well, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Sometimes it's people I meet in the community. Sometimes it's people I interact with on Twitter or social media. And a lot of times it's just someone that I think is an interesting person, and I'll reach out to them. And you know, send them an email, send them a message on social media. And I would say 99% of people are very, very willing and great getting back to me at, you know, with either the show or doing a future show or whatever it might be.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question that will make you look like a jerk no matter what.
Go for it. Yep.
Favorite guest that you've had on your show?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Your guests are all saying, pick me, Justin.
Well, like for me, I think the easy one is Jim Tressel, but I'm not going to pick him because I kind of knew him growing up because his kids went to Boardman. So I kind of had a little bit of background with him. And actually, he's going to be a guest on the show again in August. Nice. But oh man, this is a tough one because we've had so many good ones from like news media to sports personalities. I'm going to go with one a little off the radar. I'm going to go with Melanie Valerio, who was our swimmer.
Yes.
That came in.
She awesome.
She's grew up here in Camel, went to the University of Virginia, won an Olympic gold medal as a swimmer. And now she lives in Los Angeles and is in Hawaii half the time and literally watches the show a lot and stays connected with us. And she reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm from Youngstown. I would love to be on the show. I'm like, boom, you're in. Just tell me when. And so she has been on the show. It's been about a year now, but she is going to do another show with us at Penguin City in August. So that'll be a lot of fun.
She has to bring her medals again because I would like
her. I know. That was so cool. like she brought in her Olympic gold medals. And, you know, how cool is that? So
you, awesome. you have an agent that basically can book any guest that you would ever desire anywhere in the world. Who would you go with?
Oh man. Any guest?
Any guest anywhere in the world, they have to be living.
Okay.
No dead guests.
Oh man, that's a really good one.
Because you don't waste it. You get one wish. You pick the wrong dude, and that's
wow.
it.
Wow.
Or dude-ess.
You know what? Just because we call it the 330 Sports Show, I'm gonna probably go with LeBron. Because he has made such an impact on the basketball court, you know, and there's the Jordan versus LeBron debate, which I hate. It's like, let them both be great in their own era. But I'm going to say LeBron James because he's from Akron. You know, I know he's been to Youngstown before, played down at YSU, you know, in some of his high school games, but just what he does for the community, but also, you know, he recently became the first billionaire, you know, in active sports. And then Tiger Woods followed him right after that. So I'm going to go with LeBron just for the local ties. Someone I've emulated and or not emulated, but idolized and someone that I think, you know, gets a lot of heat undeservedly, but brought Cleveland a championship, which, you know, first in our lifetimes,
yep.
You know, in professional sports, the city of Cleveland. So I'm going to go LeBron.
All right. Those of you just joining us, we are meeting your host, Justin Coffin, sharing some experiences and what he likes and where he came from. This segment is sponsored by Moliterno Insurance Agency. They're another great supporter of the programming here. So support all of our great sponsors for this show. And I will continue asking, I don't think they're going to be more uncomfortable. I think they're just going to be equally as uncomfortable.
That's fine. Bring them.
All right. So going forward, like if you were to look forward and say what this becomes in your future, is this part of what you're going to do as a profession? What do you hope this grows up to be? Or do you just hope it stays exactly where it's at?
Well, I mean, I enjoy doing it. And, you know, if it became, you know, and that'll kind of go along with your plans too, with like the studio, we've talked about having a daily podcast once a day for the like Monday through Friday kind of time slot. I think that would be cool if we could like segment it into like a 1 hour show, or even if it was a half hour show every day where you could, you know, if you watch the local sports, you get like 2 or 3 minutes of, you know, whether it's WFMJ, KBN, YTV, whatever it might be. Here we can kind of do different things. We can like We can dive deep into whether it's high school, college, professional sports, and like do a lot of other things too that tie into sports. And I think that's kind of what I'm proud of is, you know, I know we're still reaching a bigger network. You know, like the first show we did probably had a couple, like 100, 200 viewers. And now I see, you know, we're doing into the thousands sometimes. Right. And that's great. Like our reach is growing. And I would like to grow a bigger viewership audience. I would love our audience to interact, you know, whether that's calling in, writing in comments, being a part of the show somehow more often, and, you know, taking their suggestions for topics too, because, you know, there's a lot of things out there and we have a lot of smart people around that, you know, whether I agree or disagree with them, I think it would be fun just to open it up and see what it becomes. But obviously, you know, still focusing on those sports topics, but expand or maybe get some different perspectives on things like that. But ideally, it would be kind of cool to do it once a day. You know, whether that is, you know, whatever, you know, however we get to that point, I think that would be kind of neat to get to that point.
So a guy walks in here and he knocks on the door from ESPN and says, I got a contract right for you. You're going to leave the area and go do sports podcast or broadcasting or the Browns call you and they're like, you're with Jim Donovan now. You're his go-to.
Yeah, right.
Tell me about it.
Well,
did you do it?
Well, Nathan Zagura has been hired for that job, but unfortunately,
he might suck. He's never been proven out.
He's good. He is good. I will say he is very good. But I have zero communications, zero, whatever broadcasting background. This has been it. You know, I'm very comfortable getting up and speaking in front of people. That's something I did as a teacher, as a coach, all the time now in my job with Project MKC. But if ESPN came calling, I mean, that's something I got to consider. But I'm not expecting ESPN quite yet. So, but I, you know, if it was something local and somebody wanted to, you know, partner, you know, in the future, that I think that would be great. I think, you know, you and I co-host a lot. If someone was out there that met the criteria and they could come in occasionally, I think that would be cool.
Heck yeah.
And, you know, I think the good thing with a co-host sometimes is you don't always agree on things, but you find this vibe with each other and it works. And I think you and I have that where it bounces off each other, like, you know, and different topics you're familiar with that I'm not, you know, or maybe I am that you're not, we can like shed different perspectives on those things too.
Now, I'm your comic relief, but all I know is dad jokes. So, I mean, it's not great.
Dad jokes are good. Dad jokes
for
are good.
Setting,
yeah, absolutely. I love dad jokes.
Now let's kind of like get you to guess about something that in Landry's future.
Yeah.
If you were to pick out the sports you think she's going to dominate, what she's going to try, what she's going to be involved in, what would you guess?
She's very physical.
So wrestler? Very,
no, not like, well, here's what I will say.
Okay.
I will expose her to, and this is the best answer I can give from a politically correct standpoint.
Okay.
I will expose her to everything and I will let her choose what she thinks is best for her.
Boo!
I know.
There's
that's
nothing
a,
to write down
that's
when
a
you
boring,
answer like this.
That's
Come
a
on,
boring answer.
Now, let's just say you think what sport her playing would develop her in all the right ways.
Yeah.
If you were to pick it that way.
I would say, I mean, my wife would say tennis or golf, just because those are non-contact.
I see. The safety.
You know,
this
little
bear.
Safer. And there's generally more scholarships available for those things too. But I would tend to lean volleyball or basketball because of her, first of all, I'm 6'2", my wife's 5'10", so she's going to be tall, like right. She's already like, you know, pretty tall for her age, but she's like a girl that wears like princess dresses and tiaras and stuff, but will tackle you to the ground, so she's got that like tomboy
yes.
princessism in her, so we'll see, but I, you know, again, to toe that line, I will say I will just expose her to as much as I can and let her choose what's best. And maybe she doesn't even want to do sports. I don't know. And that's,
sure.
and that's that something I will okay. not. Yeah, that is totally okay. So whatever she wants to do, I will be fine with.
All right. In the Justin Jana household, who wears the pants?
Jana.
Jana.
Didn't hesitate on that.
Not at all.
There is no hesitation.
No,
in that.
No.
Nope. So I am the vice president. I am the vice president. I will stay in my room and not say anything.
Are you the spreadsheeter? Are you the planner?
No, not you. Actually, really? No, she really is more than I am. I'm like the I'll grill. I actually am probably more the cleaner in the house, but like, you know, I don't know. She's just good at a lot of different things.
All right,
she's
who good does at, the bills?
Mostly Jana, but we usually have them on auto pay now. So
okay, who writes the Christmas cards out?
I help with that.
Laundry?
Actually, I would say 60-40 her.
Okay. Lawn mowing?
All me.
Washing cars?
The car wash.
Yes.
Support yeah, local.
If you were to buy like a big electronics, who's buying the big electronics purchase?
She's a spender.
Okay. Yep. Cars?
Well, we both now have Fords. But I would say 50-50 on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 50-50. Those of you just joining us, I wanted to read. We're getting to know Justin. And so if you are over in the chat room and want to ask him something that will make him uncomfortable, feel free. Yeah. But this little segment is coming from Youngstown Click, and this will be the last one. We'll let you off the hook. We got about 10 more minutes.
That's fine.
And then, I don't know. This has been okay, though, so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, no, this is fun. I like answering.
So Youngstown Click is a sponsor. We're taking these $100 sponsorships and allowing some of our community businesses to get involved in the programming here, which supports all of our endeavors behind this glass. Our studio is located in downtown Youngstown. It's beautiful down here. We love operating out of the city. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
The places, if you go, I'm assuming you do some stuff downtown. What's your favorite restaurant down this way?
You know what? And I was just there last night and I was there on Saturday. I love West 34. Love it. I think you were just there
yes,
too.
I was.
I think we missed each other by about an hour on
yeah.
Saturday.
All right.
But I went to that YSN baseball game in Scene Park, drove back down here, stopped at that neighborhood block party, yeah. which I think I just missed you right. there, and then went over to West 34 and I had an old fashioned and I had their version of like the Nashville chicken sandwich and
so
good. And the fries. And then last night we went to the YSN softball game over here at YSU. And my mom, my sister, and my niece and I, and I got the Cajun chicken pasta, and that was phenomenal.
Love
so, yeah, West 34, every time I've been there, never a bad meal. So that's great. You know, V2 is excellent. I have not been to the new place that replaced Roberto's. That looks good. I love the 1907 Bistro. That's so good. MVR obviously is really good. I'm excited when Penguin City opens up to check that out. I know they're going to have, all the time. They're going to kick us out because we're going to want to be there all the time. And hopefully they'll bring in a lot of food trucks and stuff like that.
For
so
sure.
Those are just like some off the top of my head. Avalon has great pizza. So yeah, and I'm sure I'm missing a few. Gringos, I think, is down there. I've only had that once, but that was pretty solid. So yeah.
All right, so I pick up your phone, and I'm looking through your playlist, your music.
Yeah.
And it gives me the play count of how many times you've played a certain songs.
Yeah.
What's going to surprise me the most are the kind of songs or music that I wouldn't have expected that, coming from you.
That's an excellent question. I will say I'm, like, pretty eclectic, so I listen to a wide variety of music. So I listen to, like, classic rock. I listen to pop. I listen to rap. I listen to country. Let's see. I would say probably. Oh man. I mean, I do like even like Taylor Swift from time to time. So that would maybe be surprising because that's not one on the radar. I like Drake a lot.
We're talking the ones where if you're driving through a neighborhood and there were kids, you'd put your windows up because you really don't want people to know you're listening to that tune. Taylor Swift, loosely, I can see that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just one that I think, like, she's, like, so transcendent. I think, like, anybody can kind of like her. Kenny Chesney? I don't know. No, that's too mainstream.
Yeah.
Man, that's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you, the ones that get me every once in a while is when, like, when Ryan was young, we would put all of the soundtracks for his favorite cartoon movies. So you'll get a Let It Go. You'll have break stuff that goes into Let It Go, and that's the one, like, ooh,
it up on me. You know what? And I knew down here they just played Encanto last night down here at Ween Park, and Landry, that's one of her favorite movies right now. So there's a lot of We Don't Talk About Bruno, and she loves Sing 2. Okay. And there's a lot of really good stuff in there. There's a lot of YouTube music, and like Scarlett Johansson's one of the characters. So she sings a lot. So that's, you know, probably that's actually, you helped me with that answer. Probably those like Disney Universal type movies that like kids like, that you kind of listen to it enough, you like the songs.
Yeah, Let Frozen. It Go 5,463 times.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
We don't know his parents. Time
to
do it.
Time to let that song go. Seriously.
Well played, my friend.
Yeah, I mean that's I like that answer.
All right.
I like that answer.
All right, pushing on some barriers, not to make you uncomfortable, but maybe
Please
other
do.
People. Guy crushes, and a guy in movies or music or pop culture that if you batted from that part.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far. But I will say, like, someone I love Jose Ramirez for the Guardians, dollar in the swear jar. Jose Ramirez he's just one of my favorite baseball players of all time. And just the way, like, he doesn't even speak English, but just like the way he carries himself, he's got like a strut to him. I think it's freaking awesome. We had mentioned, like, even though he went to Michigan, I think Tom Brady is just like, love the way he goes about his life. He ages in freaking reverse. That's something we all aspire to.
Right.
You know, he's like a vampire. I probably those two. I respect a ton of people out there, musicians and music and movies and TV and stuff like that. So probably. Yeah, I'll go with those guys for now.
All right. Well, and our last question is going to be on the negative side. So you get to throw some hatred out for something.
Okay.
So throw some shade, make it good. What sport do you freaking hate that if you ever had to watch it, you'd gouge your own eyeballs out and you wish it never existed?
Sport.
Some kind of challenge, professional sport.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say, there's a lot of really cool stuff out there.
And the hint would be if it's broadcast on anything lower than the Ocho. Yes, lower than the Ocho.
That's really good. I will say, and this is only one I've seen one time. I believe there was competitive walking in the Olympics.
No, there wasn't.
I'm pretty sure there's competitive walking.
So hatred for walking.
I will say that. And there's another one. There's a sport I love to do while I'm drinking a beer or whatever. But when they have like cornhole on ESPN, I'm like, literally, you're ESPN. There's nothing better you can show right now. Go show me something else.
Because you don't think it should be a sport, right?
Well, it's not a sport. It's not a sport. Does it take skill? Yes. Is it a game? Yeah. But is it a sport? No. So that's a whole other world of questioning what's a sport versus what's not a sport.
Another show.
Yeah.
We got to do whole other show.
Yeah.
All right. Now you know your host, Justin Coffin. And so, Justin, I'm going to let you close out your own show.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you guys for watching the 330 Sports Show. Let me just say, this is the best way to reach us, to help us, is anytime you get that push notification from Youngstown Studio, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, share that with your friends, because that really helps our show grow. We've had so many people reach out and say, like, I didn't even know there was a sports show. And like, the best way of advertising us or helping us out is sharing it in word of mouth. So my handle on social media is at 330 Sports Show. You can follow me even if you want on social media, but my pages, even if we're not doing a show, I like to keep you guys updated on sports and other different topics. Again, Cleveland, a lot of Cleveland stuff, a lot of Ohio State stuff, but also I will throw in some Pittsburgh Steelers stuff or Pirates stuff. Or just pop culture stuff. So make sure to follow us at 330 Sports Show. And don't forget to follow Youngstown Studio as well. If you're watching this, you're probably following Youngstown Studio. But make sure you give us both a like and both a follow. And if you're more of a podcast person, find us on youngstownstudio.com or any podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, whatever it is. So that's about it. So, right. Joe, thanks.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify.